At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment. I want to thank head coach Nebraska women's tennis, Germán Domagro, for enlightening us. Man, it's been chock full of information because, again, access is important. Bach, we have a caller. Can you take us? Who do we have, Bach?
Yeah, we have Mark on the line. Mark, how's it going?
This is Mike.
Oh, Mike, okay.
What's your question, hey, Mike?
Coach? Yeah, hey, Coach. I hope you guys didn't talk about this because I was on radio silence on hold. But you have your number 2 through 5 players are all sophomores. So on the surface of it, I would, you know, you'd think, well, boy, you're set for the next 2 years after this year for the basis of a, or more than a foundation for a great team. But with the advent of the transfer portal on NIL, would this be a mischaracterization to say that maybe your biggest job is re-recruiting your team every year to make sure that they stay on campus? Or is that not accurate? Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the call and thanks for the support and listening. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we do have 5 sophomores. It just kind of worked out that way. You know, we got one couple to the portal. One came in losing a year of college because she was studying back home and playing there. So it's kind of like it worked out that way. I think it's, for now on, I think our job basically will be retaining, you know, what we have and recruiting. So sometimes, you know, I would like to say that we will retain everybody's here, but you never know, you know, each year. But yeah, I think it's in a couple of years, hopefully we'll have a good foundation where, you know, given our number one, you know, number one is playing 1 this year and last year she played 5 and 6, you know, so she developed a lot. And I feel like she's grown a lot. So I'd like to say that hopefully everybody is in that boat moving forward. So we'll have a good foundation moving forward. But yeah, I think it's hard to predict every year. I think every roster, every player will be kind of in a unique situation at the end of the year. With the NIL, with the transfer portal, now it's very easy to go somewhere else. So yeah, I think it will be kind of, I guess, my job to at the end of the year to make sure they're you know, in the right mindset or the right place where they keep, you know, they're happy here and they keep developing and they keep kind of achieving what they came here for. So yeah,
let's talk about the sophomore class, because you've got 6 sophomores on this
5 run. I think, right?
5 sophomores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1 senior. Let's talk about the sophomores first, though. Who give a elevated pitch on your sophomores?
Yeah, yeah, we have Emma Riceros is from Spain, from Italy, sorry. Yeah, she's strong. She's plays with a lot of passion. Moves the ball around the court really well. Competes extremely well. Pretty head on her shoulders. I think she's pretty level.
And I'm a fan of hers. I'm not supposed to have favorites.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But she also went to my alma mater at VCU.
Yeah,
so
yeah, she did.
I followed her, and I was thrilled when she showed up in Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was. We were very thrilled to. She had a lot of offers out there when she got on the portal, so we were very fortunate to get her and TC. Tiziana from Argentina. She's also actually from came from VCU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's she's doing great, and I think she's playing good tennis, and I think her best tennis is actually ahead of her. So and then speaking of the VCU, I think Tiziana, mm-hmm. then from Argentina, I kind of recruited her a little bit through high school. So I knew her some. So she went there, and I think she had a great year. She was a freshman of the year in the conference last year. She's doing well here, and she's another one, very competitive, plays with a lot of passion. Brings, you always know that no matter where she's at on the court, you can hear her, and she's going to compete, which is kind of a couple of things I love, you know. So, then another is Rhea. We have Rhea as well, and she's another one that she's from Texas, and competes well. She loves matches. She's one of those. She just wants to outlast her opponent anytime she steps on the court, which another thing I love as well. You know, is being able to be gritty, tough, and I think it's sometimes even she even recognizes that she can make things easier on her, but she's like, if I need to stay here long enough, I will. You know, so
is that the ACC grind for her, having competed at NC State
Yeah, she knows she was only there for half semester,
right?
She wasn't even for a whole, and then she transferred mid year and came in, had to sit that semester last year, so she kind of just practiced, and it was great to have her on that because work on a few things that kind of. She needed to work on, and I think she's much better and stronger now. So she's been great. She's very competitive. She's plays with a lot of passion as well. You know, so she's been great. Who's our Masha Maria? She's another sophomore. She the same last year. She's playing 6-7 in the lineup and in and out, and as a freshman. And this year she's kind of solidified, kind of in the middle of the lineup, and she's playing great tennis. She's also just another one that kind of likes to be consistent, likes to just kind of be out there competing, and she's developing, she's playing well. One thing we kind of work with her is trying to keep bringing that passion and energy, you know, to the core. She likes to kind of be quiet but competitive, which is good too, you know. But she's great, and she's been working hard.
Coach, it has been an exceptional hour, and I want to thank you again for coming on and, one, informing and sharing these young folks into the program. March 7th, Michigan, that's Dillon right. Center. Free admission.
Hopefully some promotions out there as well. But, great tennis. Michigan is number 3 in the country right now, so we'd love to get as many Husker fans supporting our team and see what we can do. Sunday at noon against Michigan State, another great team, competitive. So, yeah, we love to support. Thank you for having me. Thank you for helping keep promoting our sport, you know. And I'll be happy to talk anytime, women's tennis. Yeah.
Open invitation, Coach.
Well, thank you for having me.
Go Big Red. Don't go anywhere. Captain Show coming up on the ticket.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.